This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, Music Row, and I have the honor today to be on the phone with composer Peter Nostrand. Hi, Peter, how are you?
Hey, Bronson, I'm doing great, thanks.
I really appreciate you doing this.
My pleasure.
So your father played the violin.
Yes, he did.
Now, did he play professionally, or was it all just for his own pleasure?
He grew up in a very musical family. His mother, my maternal grandmother, played the piano, played so well that she even played in Carnegie Hall in the early 1900s. And she had two sons and a daughter, but each of the sons played an instrument. Dad played the violin and the piano, and his brother played the cello.
And how old were you when he first started teaching you music?
I can't remember the exact age, but I do remember sitting on the piano bench and my feet didn't touch the floor. So I'm guessing I was probably between 5 and 7 years old.
So he actually gave you lessons in a strict hour lesson format, or he just, whenever he had the mood, he would get you to sit you down at the piano?
Well, you know, he was a clergyman, so sometimes he would sit down and play some of the hymns from the Episcopal hymnal, or he would, I remember he used to play Bach's Mass and B minor and some other kinds of things, and I used to sort of hear him playing in the living room and wander in, and, you know, he'd invite me to sit on his lap or sit next to him, and so it really was I who sort of intruded upon his quiet time to watch him play and try to fiddle at it myself.
Did you take music in school? Did you have lessons in school?
No, I really didn't. I didn't feel as if I had to. The house was so musical, and Dad was so good that I taught myself. I did have a couple of lessons from the organist, the church organist down the street, but Dad taught me early on not just to be able to read elementary music, but actually to write it, and it was the writing part that I'm particularly grateful to him for.
Now, when you were in college, roll the clock up, when you were in college, you played in a rock band called Flowers and Vegetable Show?
Yeah, Flower Singular, yeah, Flower and Vegetable Show. It was quite a band, and I played the keyboard. The guitarist, it was a fellow named Steve Collins, who's a Los Angeles actor. He starred in Seventh Heaven, the principal role, and he was in a Star Trek movie and all kinds of things. The drummer was a guy named Blakey, and he ran for governor in Arizona, lost by the widest margin of anybody that ever ran for office. And we had another guitar player, and I forget what he did, but everybody kind of went off in different directions and kind of became notable for one thing or another. It was a great band. We actually had a great time.
And then out of college, you went into business.
Yeah, I got married right out of college, and like so many people, I had to put my passion in the back seat because my passion didn't pay the rent. So my father-in-law said, I'm nervous that if you keep up any sort of interest professionally in music, I might have to pay for you. So why don't you come on down to Main Street, and I'll let you talk to a friend of mine who's a president of a bank, and maybe he'll hire you. I did, and he hired me.
So then you had your whole career and just got away from the music completely.
Yeah, I really did. Well, I kept playing the piano, but I didn't write much. I really thought I was more of a piano player than a composer, but I did fiddle a little bit on the piano from time to time. But, you know, pretty much, you know, for the next 40-plus years, you know, I had to work, get up early, you know, come home late. I mean, there's no substitute for hard work. So I really didn't have much time for piano.
Now, did you study the music of great composers?
I studied it to the extent that I would go down in the basement of our house when I was a fairly young kid in grade school. And I remember I had the score to Mozart's Jupiter Symphony, and it was the full orchestra score. And Dad had a 78 Victrola player down there in the basement, and I would put that big old plastic record on there and turn it up as loud as I could, and put the score on some sort of a box and stand behind it and try to keep up with it musically and wave my arms around. And It must have been quite a sight. So, I really enjoyed it. I just loved music from I guess the day I was born.
Well, who's your favorite composer to listen to?
Well, I gotta say it's Beethoven. I think he really gets to the core of my soul in many places of many things that he has written, and I aspire to be able to get into people's hearts and souls and take them on adventures mentally as they listen to the music. So I guess Beethoven would be my number one.
So what year did you retire from the banking business?
I retired in 2006.
You retired and you were sitting around one day and decided that it was time to get back into music?
Yeah, I'm not much of a sitter arounder. My wife says I have no ability to relax, and it's true. I've always got to be doing something. And when I first retired, I thought I was going to start playing the piano again. But my reading skills had fallen in such disrepair that I really couldn't play anything. It was challenging. But as the music sort of came back in my head and replaced things like credit committees and loan requests and personnel matters, I began to wake up in the middle of the night hearing these little melodies. And, I would tip down at 2 or 3 in the morning and sit at the piano and play out the melody and scribble it down. And then the next morning I'd come down and start working on it. And composition really sort of took me. It befriended me as opposed to the opposite. I didn't start writing again on purpose. It really sort of came involuntarily.
You prefer to write at night?
I prefer to write when the inspiration hits me, which unfortunately for me is almost anywhere. I mean, I've been standing in the grocery store at Safeway, and I get a melody in my head, and I really like it. And I'll either pull out a little tape recorder, or I sometimes carry with me and hum it into the tape recorder, or I've got my cell phone, I'll call my home number and leave a message to myself, which is humming a tune. It's kind of embarrassing sometimes. I get sort of these melodies really day and night.
So that's all that happens? You get an idea for a melody, or do you hear all the parts in your head?
Once I hear the melody, I hear all the parts. You know, it all comes, but there's sort of a core message, a core theme that comes first, and then it evolves, and I do hear all the parts.
So as you started composing and you started getting these pieces, at what point did you think you had a full enough repertoire to record them as a record?
Well, I just kept writing and writing and writing, and I found a good friend of mine was an orchestrator, and he helped me figure out the ranges of the instruments. And once I got to a certain point, he'd been encouraging me, go find an orchestra, go do a recording. And then I thought, well, by God, maybe I should. It would be the most fun thing I've ever done. So I did.
So when you say go find an orchestra, how did you do that?
Well, I found an agent in New York. Well, I quickly learned that there was an orchestra in Prague that had recorded big screen Hollywood type music since after World War II. And they were popular because they were relatively inexpensive and because they're so professional. In 2 or 3 takes, they can play almost any piece like they've known it their entire lives. So through an agent, I got in touch with the Czech Philharmonic in Prague, listened to some of their music, and their music was very much like what I was writing, big screen romance. I wouldn't call it classical music, but I would call it romantic music, music, again, that tries to touch the soul. So we got in touch with them and negotiated a price, and a bunch of us went over. My wife went, and my son went with his wife, and my sister and her husband went, and it was just the most glorious experience I think I've ever had in my life.
And that's when you went. So what year was that?
That was in 2008.
And that's when you went to Czechoslovakia and recorded The Duchess.
That's correct.